Prime Minister Mia Motley is again warning the country about the need for change when it comes to water conservation. She raised the issue at the latest St. James Peaks Town Hall meeting.
I want to say this to the country. The new wars of the 21st century are going to be over water and food.
The Prime Minister added,
there is evidence showing that our soils are depleting globally at a rate that is reducing the yield of the crops that we plant. There is evidence globally, and I really wish that the Water Authority speaks to the country, so it is not the politicians speaking alone, about the groundwater crisis. Mr. Leslie, where are you?
It's not only happening here in Barbados, but it's happening all across the world. And when we meet with our colleagues, one of the things that we are discussing is how we can more effectively utilize the freshwater resources that we have available to us, and how we can tap into other sources like the wastewater that we've been, like for instance, that we've been discharging to the sea. When I first joined the Barbados Water Authority in 1995, one of the things that we were looking at is how we can reuse that water, and I'm happy that we have reached a stage now where we can actually, going to be looking at how we can reuse that and add it back to our aquifer. The aquifers here in Barbados are unconfined. When we say unconfined, it means that you don't have anything holding the water in. So once the rain falls, it's just a matter of time before that gets into the ground and gradually gets to the coastal environment. The way the land is sloping towards the west of the island, so it's gradually flowing towards the west of the island. And with the predictions of increase in rises in sea level and so forth, all along the west coast of the island, we are experiencing an increase in salinity of our water resources. So we have to be looking all the time at more effective ways to better utilize those resources and to be looking for the future.
The truth is that we're going to have to, as a country, change how we do certain things. When you did the Boarded Hall Road, I asked MTW to look at bike lanes so that people who want to use bicycles can do so more safely on the roads. Similarly, we are saying that there has to be water conservation, and the Water Authority knows that I'm waiting for them to roll out the package that allows households to get what? The tanks, the water conservation devices, and that if we have to help you with giving you and lending you the money to get it for your household, and then you can decide how you pay back over 1 year, 2 years, 3 years by paying back the Water Authority the additional money that you have agreed you will pay back. Why? Because if you can replace your toilet now, the average toilet, Charles, flushes how many gallons in a flush? 5 to 6? And then the water-saving toilets are how much? About 2 to 3. So you can save half to two-thirds of the water that you use on every flush. But what does that mean, Diane? That you will pay less money. Because if you're flushing and you're using less water, it means that your bill will record less usage. And that is why I am anxious for the Water Authority to roll out the package, because it also creates jobs for plumbers and for other people across the country, while at the same time, the cost of it is being borne by the entire country, because the households who can't afford to do it, who are on welfare, Kirk Humphrey and them, will deal and certify that they can't do it, and we should do it for them. Just as we've done with the hurricane straps, those houses that are below the poverty line, we haven't asked them for a cent for the hurricane straps. Similarly, with these conservation measures. So I'm waiting for the Water Authority to announce the project. I had spoken to it some time ago, but what happened? COVID. And when COVID happened, what did we do? Stop the Water Authority from disconnecting anybody. We have gone back to the situation where people have to pay their bills. And if there is too hard, or that there are reasons, come forward to the Water Authority. There is the relief board. And if they can't do it, then, and you don't come, I can't help you because you've not made a case for yourself.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.